Lesson 16, Activity 2.
Hi. You've all got coffee, biscuits, all you need? That's fine. I'm sorry we're a bit late in starting, but we had some problems with the projector. But Craig here has managed to sort it out. Thanks, Craig. Stay near a phone. I'll give you a ring if it plays up again. Right. The reason I've asked you all here today, as you all know, is to talk about our latest development at Stonyburn College. This, of course, is our new sports centre and swimming pool. We use the facilities in the town at the moment, but it isn't a very satisfactory arrangement, so we've managed to get funding to go ahead on land to the south of the college. At the moment, this is occupied by the Marlins Biscuit Factory, but they're moving to a new site and we're buying the land. I'll just put up a slide to show things as they are. Okay, that's it. So, the first stage is to clear the land. After that, we build the sports centre. Now, as you know, we've had lots of discussions about the plans, and I'd like to thank all of you who put in so much time. It's always difficult trying to find a compromise between what we want and what the architects and planners say is possible. However, the final agreement is to have the sports centre attached to the west side of the college and the swimming pool separate. I'll just put that up now. There you are. Now, we have two new buildings. What will they look like? Once again, we've had lots of discussion about this, and we've talked to a few experts. There's also the question of cost, because we don't have an unlimited budget. Anyway, the swimming pool will be 50 metres long. That's full Olympic size. The building will have one storey, but the roof will be quite high. The sports centre will have two storeys, with a large sports hall on the ground floor, and upstairs, exercise rooms, squash courts, and so on. Let's look at these two buildings from the front. We have separate plans for each one. Here they are. Well, that's it for the exterior. Let's have a look inside now.